today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we're talking about measles. And we're talking, and so we've established here, which is clear, the government knows, it's no secret, that the vaccine is not effective, doesn't work. And they know that even if you achieve 100% vaccination rate, you're not going to eradicate measles. If anything, you'll have even more epidemics. So this is known. You know, I'm no friggin' genius. I don't have any data source that's secret that no one else has. No, these are all, everything that you heard today is information available in government documents, which are available online, by the way, and public reports. Even the public reports, I limited myself to the New England Journal of Medicine. No information presented today did I find on anti-vaccine sites. All found on pro-government sites, pro medical industrial complex site, pro bend over and do what you're told sites. All right. So even using those information sources, it's pretty obvious and clear that measles, if you get it, your chances of dying again are 1 in 500,000. That if you get the vaccine, your chances of being protected are not great. You can still not only contract the disease but infect everybody you know. And then of course that begs the question: where did the virus come from? Could it be the person was vaccinated with the weakened strain of the virus was dormant, and when their immune system was challenged or when they were weakened, it simply expressed itself and spread? That would be a good thing to look into. But one thing it needs to be understood is that people who are fully vaccinated against measles are not protected against measles. You can get vaccinated, everybody you know can get vaccinated, and you can still get measles. So it makes no sense to exert any opinion over whether someone else should get vaccinated, because that has nothing to do with whether or not you are protected. And even yourself getting vaccinated, we can see, has almost nothing to do with your protection. So measles is a virus that lives on solid surfaces. So cleaning your solid surfaces in your house, like your countertops, especially your toilet seats, and doorknobs, that's where the protection is. And really it's doorknobs and toilet seats, because those are things that are used by many, many different people. The countertop in your home is usually only used by one person, maybe two. Usually the cook of the house has that domain. But things like doorknobs, that's where strangers come and go. That's where everyone in the house touches. And these are points of communication, communicability. Back in the old days, we had stationary telephones, you know, where you pick up the telephone, hung it up, and everyone in the house basically touched that phone at one point or another during the day. Now, everyone has their own private cell phone, so we don't have that. The phone is not a point of communicability anymore, because phones are private and each person has their own. And so we don't have very many public touch points in our lives anymore where multiple people touch the same thing. So that pretty much in a house, it would be the doorknobs or the toilet seats. And you could teach kids how to use a toilet seat properly. That'd be nice. Or maybe you could teach a kid to clean the toilet seat before he sits on it and wash his hands, then do his business. But I think it's easier, because we're not having that many children anyway, to just each kid gets his own toilet assigned. And that makes the most sense. And families are small enough. And also, the cost of adding an additional bathroom to a house, $600. Much cheaper even than vaccines once you get up all the costs of vaccines. Yeah, I had a house. I built a house. And I said to the builder, I'm going to see the cost to put in another bathroom. He said, $600 per bathroom. Where do you want them? And these were simple bathrooms, just a toilet and a sink. To put in the house. And so we put one downstairs for guests, people who were coming to visit, they could use that bathroom. And then upstairs, we had a bathroom in the master bedroom and a hall bath for the three kids to share. But again, it's $600 the bathroom. We're not talking a big thing. All the kid needs is his own place to poop. And so if you got a budget problem, fine. Just put a toilet in the room or a toilet with a little sink. But that alone will clear up any contagious situation. And then, of course, wash your doorknobs. But that's where the infections are coming from externally. But internally, the problem is that the vaccine is a live vaccine. And because it's a live vaccine, it can never eradicate the disease, but only spread the disease it pretends to protect against. All right, so we have two things to talk about. One, the sad but true story of vitality. All right, so we've got all but one ingredient. Yep. We found a source for it, but they'll only send us very small, minuscule amounts. And now they tell us that, forget it. So, Monday, my big job is to find yet another source. Despite all this, we hope to get the vitality capsules to you within the next 4 to 5 weeks. So what we're doing is Shelley's putting up another page on the website where you can buy regular vitality capsules, two for the price of one, until they are available, and then the two-for-one sale goes up to regular price. That's the vitality capsule story. The extra-strength vitality capsules are still available. They're still in stock, so you can still get those at regular price on the websites. Also, okay, so that's that story. The next thing to know is a lot of people ask about natural healing, and many people eat right, and exercise, and take supplements like, oh, why do I get sick? I shouldn't be getting sick. No. Becoming sick is a human condition. So the commitment to live naturally just means that you're going to handle things naturally. For example, this eye, I put too much Vicks in my eye. Oh. And so the eye swelled up, it got shut, it got red, I couldn't see out of it, and I had to stay home for a day. What did I do? Well, because I'm naturally blind, I brewed up some eye bright tea, put it in a little shot glass. A shot glass, by the way, can be used as an eye cup, or you can use an espresso cup, wash it off real quick. Fill an eye bright, wash my eyes out, and guess what? Now the vision in my injured eye is actually better than the vision in the eye that was never injured. And so living naturally is all about solving problems in 10 minutes at home, on your own, inexpensively, without having to pay expensive health insurance, get in a car and drive long distances, see a doctor and get this robe physically violated, fondled, mutilated, and assaulted. And just have a nice, uneventful healing. The other day, I was in the kitchen cooking, and my hands got all dirty, and I said, oh, I'm just going to dip in this water and rinse them off. And I thought the water had cooled off. It hadn't. It was boiling, so I'm not. So I just put my hands in there, and ow! But I had some aloe. These are the old aloe leaves. They're all dried up that I used the other day. And there's a burned hand. Yeah, can you see it? Exactly. All gone. So in less than 2 minutes, I took care of it at home, myself, without having to call anyone or, again, stress over anything. And it didn't even interfere with my activities. So that's what it means to heal naturally. And that's why I have this home healers course, the membership program. And you pay in 3 month chunks. And with the membership, you have a 10-module course that tells you how to handle at least the top 20 home emergencies. So now you have the tools, the wherewithal to handle things at home without interrupting your day, quicker and with better results than consulting the medical industrial complex, and you can do it yourself. Also comes with 2 question-answer sessions a month, where I answer all of your questions, and I stage all the questions I answer. So unlike the radio show, where I'm not able to answer all questions, I answer all questions in this membership program. And again, you have this bank of information, 10 modules. In other words, you can really actually listen to all of them. It's not 500 modules, it's 10 modules. and it covers pretty much everything, to make you independent in your healthcare. And then you have support with the implementation with the two group sessions a month. And so that, we have that link here. It's posted in the Facebook area. Let's see here. Yep, here it is. Dr. Daniels Home Healing Program. It's vitalitycapsules.com/health_accelerator_sale1. That's it. That is the link, and you can see it on the Facebook page. What is my Facebook page? Healing with Dr. Daniel. A bunch of numbers after that I don't understand. All right, so that is that. Now, we're going to hear from Valentina. Valentina! So Valentina is here in Panama, and she's Panamanian. And so Valentina has been working with me, learning natural healing, so that she can really carry the baton forward and naturally heal people here in Panama and hopefully around the world. So welcome, Valentina.
Hi.
All right, so
hello to everyone.
Great. Tell everyone what you've been up to.
So we've been helping a lot of indigenous people around our place, our culture. And Dr. Daniel has been really, really, really great help for me and for all these people that we work in. So about health condition, the living style they had, and what else we learned about how to live it better. Diet, water, and everything that requires to have a better life, living around nature, natural stuff. And so right now we are working in that with the local people, indigenous people, which I belong to.
All right, can you tell what indigenous is? I don't know the difference between Panamanian and indigenous.
So
I know I didn't when I got here.
So yeah, Panama has like 4 tribes of indigenous people. Nobe, Embera, Cuna, San Blas, which are around the country. The one that I belong for is Nobe, which is the Caribbean part. The Indian is a mix of the Indian and the Caribbean. And most of them, we are working, especially with the kids, about health condition, nutrients, and all this, how they can get to a better understanding of health. Because I was in that point, and then she showed up and helped me a lot with that, even with my own health. And from my own experience, it's been really, really, really great. So that's an inspiration that I got from her. And I share with other people, with my people, which I'm really happy and proud to be sharing all this knowledge that I have been from that means.
Right, and I think it's important, really, to spread this knowledge in as many obscure places as possible so there can be a reservoir of healing knowledge the same way that there is a reservoir of measles. And so I think if each one of us devotes ourselves to education and to living a healthy, natural life, healing ourselves healthily, so that we can spread that to our, I would say our children and friends, but honestly to people who are willing, which may not be your children and friends. But it's a way to preserve these practices that are effective, economical, and even more than money saving, time saving. Yeah. Like for me, to be able to burn my hand, of course, accidentally, and to fix it or heal it with less than 2 minutes of my time and continue with my day is an amazing thing, as opposed to having to stop everything and literally spend time looking for a burn specialist or plastics or whatever. And it also allows me to live remotely in the jungle. You get a bird? Okay. and have a very relaxed life without health insurance, without doctors, without tests, without anything. And that's why I'm offering the Health Accelerator program. You can get the link right here on Facebook. It's posted there.
Which is really good because a lot of these people live remote areas, really, really, really remote areas. And getting the knowledge to understand how they can deal with the problem in that instant and not have to go into the hospital, which is going to be like 5 hours from there.
Exactly.
So it helped them to understand better how they can deal with situations and also help other ones around them. So.
Yes, and that's my thing that I didn't really understand until I got here. And some people live so remotely from a doctor, what's called a doctor, that just traveling to the doctor and back is more than a week's pay. That's just a travel expense. So being able to heal quickly, instantly, on the spot gives people a lot of freedom, a lot of peace of mind, even in an industrial place like the United States. Can you imagine to be able to heal yourself quickly at home with stuff on your shelf or in your backyard and not have to call for help or pile into the car, wonders if the gas tank full, and how far are you going to have to drive, and what's going to happen when you get there. So all of this stress is totally removed by the Health Accelerator / membership program. So not only do you have the knowledge bank, but you have ongoing support. So that's super, super important. So mosey on over to Vitality Capsules Health Accelerator. So the link is definitely in Facebook. I'll put it in the chat room as well. All right, so we are going to check out some questions. Let's see what we got here. We got Kim in West Virginia. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Great. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have two questions. I joined the home health class. And do we receive emails for when you have the question and answer sessions?
Yes, we do. For our next one is this Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central Time, as a matter of fact. So Shelley should be sending those out.
Okay, great. And then my second question is I have suffered pretty seriously with Candida for 20 years, and I have trouble complying with the diet, the Candida cleanser diet. I keep slipping up with sugar, and I wanted to know how, is it really bad to keep taking turpentine treatments after eating sugar, or if I had sugar after I took a turpentine, will I totally destroy the benefits?
Right. So the best thing to do is figure out how much sugar you're eating and cut that in half. That's number one. Number two, try and dose your sugar, your donut, muffin, whatever, away from the turpentine. So you take your turpentine first thing in the morning, and then you'll have your sugary snack maybe around noon or something. So if you can separate them, and just your goal is to cut it in half. Start with that.
Okay, but keep taking the turpentine.
Right. The most important determinant of the turpentine, there's two things you want from turpentine. You want no bad effects, and you want good effects. Okay, so the no bad effects part is 3 poops a day and enough liquid. Now, the good benefit from turpentine you're going to get by decreasing your sugar as well. However, if you start by cutting in half, even while taking the turpentine, that is going to reduce your sweet tooth.
I've had that happen before, and I definitely noticed that I was doing better, but I can't seem to hold on to it long. The stress of my life is where I slip up with the sugar.
Oh, yeah, and you got to get rid of your life stress. Or just quit your job, divorce whoever, leave them. Don't even ask for a settlement. Just say, you know what, I'm out of here. It's all yours. So, yeah, I think a lot of times, especially in first world countries, we look at stress as something that's necessary, important, and our ability to cope with stress is somehow our measure of our worth as a person. And I can definitely tell you firsthand that's certainly not the case, and it's best to just say, you know what? Someone else is going to have to handle this stress more than I can do. So, yeah, that's it. All right, thank you for calling. We're going to commercial.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go. I don't want to stay here on my own.
Oh. All right, we're back. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are taking questions. Elizabeth says, so who are the Panamanians? Okay, so the Panamanians are people who speak Spanish, and they are a mixture of the Europeans, the Americans, the Caribbean, and the Spanish conquerors. So they're a mix of everybody. And so their skin is about the same as Valentina's, but they have different facial features. And their hair, I think it's a little bit straighter, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little bit straighter. But culturally, they speak Spanish. And these other Indian tribes, the Nobe, the Kunas, the Embre, mm-hmm. they all have their own language, and they live in the bush. They live in the bush, yeah. And they live, some of them live in shacks or lean-tos, some... I think that's the way the Nobes live. The Embres live on elevated platforms that they make out of bamboo. And so each one has a different culture and way of living. And so again, I didn't realize that because they actually look complexion-wise very similar. However, their facial features are different. All right. virus. Does fasting help the immune system? It depends. So fasting can destroy the immune system, or it can help it. So I'm fasting for 16 hours and eating an 8-hour window. Hate to break the news to you, Iris, it's not fasting. That's more of timing your meal. So if you're eating once in a 24-hour period, strictly speaking, it doesn't really satisfy the definition of a fast. So there are people who have Ramadan, which is considered fasting, and that's the term fasting is applied to it, by their religious leaders, but that doesn't rise to the medical definition of fasting, which is a 24-hour period of limited or no nutrition. When I say limited, I mean that's why a juice fast is included. So juice fasting is one type of fasting. Mm-hmm. But for a 24-hour period, you take nothing but juice, and what kind of juice you take, well, that's open to discussion. Then there's a water fast where for 24 hours you drink water only. And so these types of so-called fasting where you limit your hours of food in a 24-hour period to hours of darkness as opposed to hours of light, that's not considered a fast. That's considered a religious practice. And again, the term fasting can be used, but it's for religious reasons. That's not the, doesn't satisfy the term fasting. And again, for marketing purposes, there's been this thing called intermittent fasting, which means you eat 1 minute and you don't eat the next minute. That does not rise to the level of fasting. And many cultures, they do eat once in a 24-hour period. That's not fasting. That's simply an eating pattern they've adopted. So I personally generally eat once in 24 hours. The general American propaganda is to eat 3 times a day. I can tell you personally that eating 3 times a day, you're not really going to heal very much of anything. So how many times a day you eat is, you know, it's a personal choice, but the term fasting is precisely limited to going without solid food for a 24-hour period. Okay. Where's the link to the Vitality Council sale? I'll check with Shelley and we'll get that for you. She just says, I love the birds and other jungle sounds. Yes. I am so used to this that when I leave the jungle, I don't hear the birds. I'm looking around, something's wrong. What's going on here? And so I have to remind myself, this is what people think is normal. It's the jungle that was different. All right, so let's see. Okay, we have Michael in Ohio. Hi, Michael.
Morning, Dr. Dean.
What is your question?
Are you there? Yeah. So my question is, I do a coffee enema at about 8 o'clock. Usually eat dinner about 5. And then probably about 10:30, I'm extremely hungry. And so I'll go and maybe snack on something healthy, and I wake up in the morning and I feel weak. Am I doing something wrong? Can you give me some guidance on what I'm experiencing and how I can
eliminate
that weakness and that hunger?
So the weakness when you wake up and the hunger after the enema, is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
All right. So weakness in the morning, generally a liver meal in the evening, that gets rid of morning weakness. And then it might also get rid of the hunger after the enema. But being hungry after an enema can be normal. I would just schedule your meal after an enema. So schedule the enema meal situation where the enema is before you're going to eat anyway.
So do the enema like in the afternoon before dinner?
You could, but what time is your morning meal? What meal do you eat in the morning? Or is there a noon meal?
Probably noon, yeah.
Okay, a noon meal and do the enema, say, at 11.
Do the enema before the meal.
Correct. And that way you've got the meal coming anyway.
Okay, so currently I'm doing, you know, a vegan diet because I had such a reaction from the meat. would you say to continue doing that?
Try eating a vegan meal a little later in the evening and see if that helps you with your morning energy. And then if it doesn't, then maybe a liver dinner, a liver meal at that point would help.
Well, dinner time.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, all right. Good luck, Mike.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. We have Winnie in New York. Hi, Winnie.
Dr. Daniels, my question, I take the two vitality caps every day, 1 a.m., 1 p.m., and I find it's more gentle than anything else I've ever taken. Now, I want to do a liver flush. I've done it years ago, and I always, in the next morning, I get the little tiny grape seed up to a lima, a small lima bean in the next morning in my stool, in the toilet. And now I've been feeling an ache on my right side. And it's the same thing my sister said she experienced when she had gallstones, and she went to the doctor and had an operation, which I don't want to do. I wanted to do the one I did before, which was the liver flush, which was using Epsom salt.
Right.
You know, when you eat your regular meals all week, and then on that the sixth day, you eat your normal lunch, and then after that, you'd take two teaspoons of sodium phosphate or Epsom salt, which I use, in water, warm water. And then 3 hours later, you do it again. Then you have your morning, your evening meal is just a grapefruit. And I wanted to know, is the Epsom salt bad for you, or is that okay? Because I don't want to harm anything, and it may not be that ache in the side when I move a certain way. It may not be a gallstone.
Right.
I don't know. I'm scared.
Right.
And I don't want to have a CAT scan or an x-ray or anything.
Exactly. So Epsom salt is okay to take, but it's not okay to take every day. So if you take Epsom salts every day, it'll give you a kidney problem. So if you're taking it just for one day of a liver flush, it's not a problem.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. And a total of about 6 teaspoons, that's okay.
Yeah, that's not going to be a problem.
What is castoria? Is that like castor oil? Castoria, that was...
I don't recommend castoria for anything.
You don't? Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Oh.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's look up castoria. It looks pretty antique. Oh, it's castor oil. Yes, it's known as Fletcher's laxative. And it's... let's see if we can get some ingredients here. Pretty darn secretive here. Not a lot of information. Let's back it up. Oh, it's WebMD. Okay. All right, we have an ingredients label here. We think we have an ingredients label. Boy, it does everything without morphine. It's a liniment, pain relieving, best known to man. Well, I don't see ingredients. Jesus Christ. Now you gotta wonder what's the big secret, you know? All right, the product's being a description here. Brand name, lots of them. Oh, it has senna in it. And what else? It looks like it just has senna in it. So it looks like it might not have castor oil in it after all. Yeah, it just says it has senna. And it will get you to poop. And you shouldn't take it, obviously, if you're pregnant. All right, so that's the castoria mystery. All right, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Jennifer. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. What's your question?
I had been suffering from some digestive problems for a couple of weeks. and it got really bad this week, and unfortunately I had to go to the emergency room where they gave me a CAT scan, of course. I have an enlarged spleen. But my blood work didn't show any infection or anything wrong with my liver.
Okay.
So what can I do for splenomegaly?
All right, so you totally omitted the most important information. What are your symptoms? What do you mean digestive disorder? What does that mean? Are you vomiting, diarrhea, tummy pain, gas? I don't know.
I was regular every morning for most all of my life that I can remember, and then it just began to sometimes not be able to go to the bathroom, and sometimes, diarrhea. So it was just irregular. And you know, maybe a very light colored stool.
Oh, okay, so that would explain, of course, why your spleen is a little large. So basically, what's going on is you've got constipation, but two, alternating constipation and diarrhea is a pattern of having some type of parasite hanging out there. The simplest solution, the quickest fix, is just to drink a quarter cup of castor oil and chase it with some warm water, and literally it just cleans your pipes.
Okay.
That's a quick reset for you.
Okay, so no turpentine or anything like that, then?
Immediately, no. It wouldn't be safe, not with the alternating constipation diarrhea.
Okay. And how about papaya?
I wouldn't bother. It's irrelevant.
Okay.
I mean, you need to get the job done. And you don't want to wait 3 weeks. Yeah, yeah. So just take the castor oil, a quarter cup, chase it with some warm water, boom, you cleaned your pipes. Then if you want to eat papaya, sure. But for the problem you have now, you need a more direct solution.
I gotcha. Okay, so castor oil.
That's it, right. Castor oil.
Okay, I thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're welcome. And we have Anthony in Georgia. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Doc.
How are you?
Yeah, Doc. Oh, great. I had a question about, you had referred a mineral called shilajit,
mm-hmm.
and also small willow herb. I just wanted to know which company, because there's so many out there, of shilajit and the small willow herb that you recommend.
So shilajit, go to eBay and you want to buy it from the Russian Federation.
Oh, the Russian Federation.
It's the Russians. Yep, they got it. It's the Russians. So you want to buy it. Small little flower herb, buy it by the pound. Once you buy it by the pound, there's only 3 or 4 places to get it from. So go on Amazon and buy small willow flower herb, organic, by the pound. And all of the suppliers at that level are okay.
Okay, I got you. Flower. Great. Hey, wonderful. Thank you very much, Doc. Have a good one.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's do Penny in Utah. Hi. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Penny.
This is Penny.
Oh, who is this?
This is Toinette, Indiana.
Toinette. Okay, Toinette in Indiana. What's your question?
Okay, very quick question. I have been taking level thyroxine 0.025 milligrams for years, and I'd like to get off of it. Can I safely do that?
Yes, you can. That's a pretty minuscule dose.
Okay. So one pill every other.
It's pretty, also, why are you on it? Do you know why you're on it?
Well, supposedly, a blood test I took years ago showed it, but I only had one test, and then I was put on it. And I've been hearing through the years that one test was not sufficient, so I don't know.
All right, so you haven't had radioactive iodine or anything like that?
No.
Right. Okay, so the solution to your situation is in order to get off of levothyroxine, you would need a few liver flushes, and you need to change your diet to support your adrenal glands and your liver. So it turns out that the adrenal glands and the liver and the thyroid kind of, they all work together. And when you have a thyroid that appears to not be functioning, it's really, it's not the thyroid. You're making up for a deficiency in the adrenal gland and the liver. So that is the strategy. So liver flushes, that's easy. You can do that. Well, I don't know. Are you overweight, underweight, or just about right?
For my age, I'm just about the right weight. I could be a little heavier.
You could be a little heavier. Okay, so that was the wrong answer. So if you're a little overweight, then it would be easy beans, because people who are a little overweight can safely do liver flushes easily. So since you're not a little overweight, probably the best bet would be to maybe do a discovery session, you know, go on over to drjenniferdaniels.org, sign up for an appointment. We can take a look at your diet, look at your situation, and get you on a liver flush schedule that will be appropriate to your weight and your situation. But that's basically what it would entail to get off the levothyroxine. It does take time. Probably will take you several months to do, but it's on a pretty low dose, so it's definitely doable.
Okay, go to the discovery session and sign up for that.
Correct, and then during the appointment, we'll go over your situation, and then I'll let you know what kind of liver flush to do, what schedule, and how to taper yourself off.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we have Peggy. Is there Peggy? Yes, Peggy. Peggy in Utah. Are you there, Peggy?
It's Penny. Can you hear me now?
Yes, Penny, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Good morning. I had a quick question just about have you found there to be a shelf life with the distilled water? Like, can you keep it there in jugs stored for, you know, like what amount of time have you seen be safe and successful?
I've never stored it more than a month. So, are you looking at it from a prepper type mentality?
A month is about what I was thinking too. I don't have, you know, 30 gallon jars, and so I was just wondering if the ones I have are okay for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so glass jar is fine. That's what I do. I just distill it and put it in glass jars. And as a backup, I have several jugs of non-distilled water. I keep those in plastic. And that way, when the water goes out, which it does in the jungle from time to time, I still have water that I can put through the distiller, and then I have some jugs in glass that are already distilled as backups. So that way I don't run out of purified water.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's a good idea. So the real question I had was, I went to Mexico, and then a couple weeks after I got back, I got some kind of a vertigo condition. Something like just turn around and get light in the head and need to stabilize myself. Does that sound like a parasite to you?
It does. Yeah, it does sound like it definitely is a result of your vacation. So it also might be a slight malnutrition. So one problem people don't realize is when you go on vacation, you eat a little differently. And most people, when they go on vacation, they have a higher sugar, higher carb, lower fat type diet, just because that's what they feed you in the tourist places. So I would say try a couple of meals of liver, calf liver, and see if that doesn't solve the problem. If it doesn't solve the problem, then I would go after the parasite angle.
Yeah, you're right. We ate a lot of junk on the cruise. One thing I did eat in Mazatlan, though, was a brain taco.
Oh, great!
I ate cow brain taco. It was the consistency was a little off-putting, but the taste was terrific.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, I've been trying to get there to get some brain tacos. I've seen them online, so I'm glad to know they taste good, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, extremely good. I think you put anything in a taco and it's good, but it was so good.
All right, great. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we have LaTanya in Indiana. Hi, LaTanya.
Hi, Dr. Daniel.
How are you? What's your question?
Okay, I was diagnosed with breast cancer January of last year.
Mm-hmm.
After finding a lump under my arm. No chemo, no radiation, just vitality capsules and enemas, and change of diet. I do one or two enemas a day for a year now, but lately I've been experiencing pressure or swelling in my head, frequent urination, and rashes on my skin. The ER doctor stated that my blood level was 6.7, and it's supposed to be 11, and they offered me blood transfusions or iron and B12 via IV. I declined, and I stopped the enemas. I started eating prunes, and I've been eating liver and drinking Powerade to replace the electrolyte loss during the enemas. And my head feels better, but I was diagnosed with fibroids my last pregnancy. So how can I get my level?
Powerade, you can just eat salt water. Electrolytes is just basically salt, and it's just taking a lot of money from you and calling it Powerade. So you can just have a little salt and some water. 2 teaspoons per quart is enough. But more basically is what about getting your blood count up? So prunes are great. Liver is great. You can also add beets. And all of those will help. Then you also want to add, in addition to the beets, is you want to add some kind of leafy vegetable, beet, green, spinach, something like that. So the beets give you the iron and the green leafy stuff gives you the chlorophyll. So chlorophyll is the same as hemoglobin, only the central atom is copper and not iron. So when you put the beets and the greens together, your body quickly figures out to pop the carbon, the copper out, put the iron in, and boom, you've got blood. So if you do that, then that's basically like a transfusion of one unit of blood.
Wow, beets.
The red beets, exactly. Not the other ones, the red beets.
Okay. And should I add Shilajit into my diet as well?
Shilajit has nothing to do with your prison problem. So Shilajit is trace minerals. There's no iron in Shilajit. So Shilajit is trace minerals. It will help the rest of your enzymes work better. It will help your body just achieve overall better health. But your immediate problem, which is a low hemoglobin, would be handled with the beets and the greens.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have John in New York. Hi, John.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I have a question about my ear. I'm 32 years old. You know, I feel like I've got a receding hairline. I've got a widow's peak, and my widow's peak is predominantly becoming more prominent. Is there anything I can do to just stop my hair loss where it is right now and possibly even regrow some hair that I've lost?
Yeah, what have you already tried?
They recommended salt palmetto. I tried that. That didn't seem to do anything. I haven't really been consistent with any topicals, though.
Okay, so I would suggest small flower wool herb. You can get that from Amazon. The dose is 2 teaspoons twice a day as a tea. And you'll notice regrowth at about the 21-day mark. I think that would be a good place for you to start. Next thing is to take a look at your diet. If you're eating any dairy, that causes the male pattern baldness that you're talking about, the receding hairline, so it stopped the dairy. In place of the dairy, you can eat something like ham hocks, which has ham hocks or bacon or liver, something along those lines. It's going to increase your cholesterol. It's going to increase your production of hair, basically. You're going to get protein, you're going to get tendon, you're going to get stuff that you need to make new hair. So a lot of times when people are losing their hair, there's a couple of things wrong. One, not enough collagen in their diet to support the hair follicle. Number two, not enough protein in their diet to support the actual hair itself. Or three, impurities in their blood that the kidney is not filtering. So small little flower herb takes care of the impurities in the blood that the kidney is not filtering. So that takes care of that bit. Those impurities can get caught in your hair follicle, causing your hair to fall out. So
okay. That's
the problem we address. When you eat the ham hocks and pig's feet, that addresses the protein problem, which is basically the follicle maintenance and hair maintenance problem. So those two together should solve your problem and stop.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
And chase it. Your chaser is the warm water. Okay, we are back. We're back to work here. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, I think we got all of our questions. Did we get all the questions? Oh, Jessica. Jessica in Oregon. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Great, you caught me in the kitchen.
Making noise. So my question is about repairing a liver after too much NSAIDs.
Too much what? So you're trying to fix a liver. All right, looks like we lost Jessica. All right, we are going to turn our attention to the much-neglected chat room. All right, guys, what does it say? I can't find calf liver. Can we eat chicken liver or lamb liver instead? I found that chicken liver is actually pretty darn good. You have to eat a lot of it, 12 to 16 ounces, but it works. Wants to take the Vicks vapor rub to cure a minus 5 myopia prescription. About 3 to 5 months. Alright. Okay, are chickpeas and lentils healthy to eat? It depends. So, chickpeas and lentils can actually be unhealthy. If you have an ultra-low-fat diet, it can drive it even further. Also, chickpeas and lentils can be unhealthy if you're having issues with your tendons. But they can be very healthy if you're having heart problems. So it just depends. Occurs. So Nakagans, does a curse have a placebo effect? Actually, they have a name for that. It's called the nocebo effect. Let me look that up, make sure I got that right. So the nocebo effect means that, yes, the doctor creates in you a negative expectation, like, oh my God, you're going to die. Oh no, you've got cancer, it's deadly. So by putting that negative expectation out there or planting it in your mind, the doctor actually creates the negative outcome. Well, maybe, as in many cases, your condition is totally harmless. That's the nocebo effect. It operates identical to the placebo effect in that just by creating the expectation, your body then goes and creates the disease. I hope that that helps. Understand that? So Valentina is deeply religious and Christian. So, I don't know. What a backdrop. Okay, we are going to commercial. No, we're not. It's the end of the show. We're done. We'll see you next week. As always, happens.
I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.